what happens after you fail, say at home or at work. Words of encouragement can be flung around with little thought. Think positive. That's something we hear so often, it's easy to tune it out. But there is real power in those words, the power to make our workplaces better and more effective. This week, the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan is holding its first ever Ross Positive Business Conference. Chris White leads the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan. And Chris, the fact that this is an actual area of academic study and research seems to indicate it's deeper than let's just be nice to each other.
Well, it's actually a school-wide initiative, even beyond the center that I'm involved in. At the Ross School of Business, our mission is to develop leaders who make a positive difference in the world. And what does that mean? That means that creating economic value, for sure, because it creates jobs, which we definitely need around here. It also creates great workplaces to bring out the best in people. And it means being good neighbors in our communities as well for the environment and for social impact.
So what does this idea of positive business and positive leadership, what does this look and feel like on the ground level, day in, day out at the workplace?
Yeah, on a day-to-day level in the workplace, it comes out in a few different ways. Firstly, with the leaders and how they engage their people in the organization. About 80% of the U.S. workforce is either actively disengaged or disengaged, according to a Gallup survey. So we really look at the 20% who are engaged. What are the factors that go into that? And what's the kind of leadership that can make them successful and the organizational structures and processes to support that?
When you say 80% are disengaged, that means they're going through the motions, doing their job, and just that.
Or actively disengaged goes beyond that. It means they're looking around for a new job, perhaps, or actively working against the agenda of the company.
What does a leader do to create that climate of positive business? What kinds of concepts are important for leaders to grasp?
Sure. One of the most important, really, is to create positive meaning and purpose in people's day-to-day work. The kind of things that positive business focuses on is how can we have an impact on the lives of people in the organizations and in society. And so if people can connect their day-to-day work with the beneficiaries of that work, then we see an uptick in their engagement levels. We see an uptick in their performance as evaluated by their peers.
What do you mean by that? But when you say when we can connect, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, there's a famous anecdote of someone walks along the street and sees someone laying brick and says, "What are you doing?" And the choice is either saying, "I'm laying brick, I'm building a wall," or you can be building a cathedral as well. Which of those do you assign as the meaning to what you're building there? And in day-to-day workplace, you know, you think about the really important work that's done every day by people perhaps supporting teachers in schools. Mm-hmm. Never seen. You know, are you running copies or are you helping kids to learn?
So it's that almost that half empty, half full glass of water that you have to get into the habit of not looking at it as half empty.
And seeing the beneficiaries of your work, an important study that was done at the Telefund here in Michigan actually looked at the impact of having the people making the phone calls to raise money for the university exposed to the beneficiaries of scholarships. And those who did have access to those people before starting their shift performed markedly better than those who did not, even with the same script.
So giving workers a sense of how they are an important part of this big picture, not just kind of caught like a little hamster running in its circle.
Right. There's been a lot of hype recently about how millennials really want meaning and purpose in their work. I think, Cindy, that neither of us are millennials, but we both would say that we want meaning and purpose in our work too. Managers more and more are looking for ways to identify how can we create positive purpose for people so that they can really achieve great results and feel good about what they're doing.
And overall, I guess I have to wonder if you are able to continue your mission of spreading this word about positive business and getting businesses around the state to make this happen, what could the impact be for Michigan?
Well, one of the biggest impacts is creating jobs. Fred Keller is one of the speakers at the conference coming up at the end of the week. He's CEO of Cascade Engineering. Fred's built a 1,200-person company based out of Grand Rapids there. And he's going to be talking about beyond lazy thinking, that it's okay to make money. It's great to create jobs. And we can do that while having a broader impact as well. So we have a lot of things that are great about the state of Michigan, great tourism opportunities here. We've got great infrastructure with the airport, some great schools. How can we use these assets to create jobs and address some of the things that still need addressing?
And when I think of the things you're talking about, positive leadership, it hits me that this is not necessarily something that takes money. This just takes the understanding and then the will to follow through and the desire to make people feel appreciated.
I think that's right. And Ross Professor Jane Dutton speaks about how this creates an inimitable competitive advantage. So many companies can buy advantages, buy companies, mergers and acquisitions that are really expensive, invest in R&D. There's so much potential that's untapped in people that if leaders can become more skilled at bringing out that potential, then it creates a lot of value.
Now, I know that the first Ross Positive Business Conference, which is coming up this May 15th to the 17th, places are taken, it's full, but you're streaming it and you're already planning next year's.
That's right. We are streaming it. You can find the sessions online at www.positivebusinessconference.com. And next year's conference is slated for the 14th to 16th of May.
All right, so positivebusinessconference.com. And Chris White leads the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan. Good talking with you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.